For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Yes, hello, welcome to episode 19 of the Monday Waffle. My name is Jake Batrick. Joining me this week is Marky Mark Foreman.
How you going, Jake?
Good, mate. MIA Mark, we've been calling you.
So I've heard, yes.
This year. Well, have you heard? Have you even listened?
I have. Yeah, always. I'm avid listener. Yeah. Avid listener. Just happy to support the local WA footy.
Good, good. And it's good to have you back.
Good to be back. It is good to be
behind,
back.
Behind the big stick.
And it was a belter of a round.
Oh, mate, wasn't it?
It was good.
An absolute bumper round of waffle footy.
I mean, perhaps the results weren't, you know, didn't always fall our way.
No, we'll get to that
shortly.
We will.
But
it did fall the way of Perth Demons, who won their second game in 31 attempts.
Unbelievable. But good to see. Always love hearing that the Demons are going okay. They've been battling for a while. Battling for a while.
A while's an understatement.
Just a little while. No, good win. 13-10-88 to 10-9-69. They've condemned the Sharks to, I think, their ninth loss in a row.
It's tough times down at Shark Park. But the Demons certainly played probably their best game of the year. They led pretty much, well, they led the whole game. It was, you know, it was all square at the end of the first quarter, but after that, they led for the whole game. So
foreign territory.
Yeah, you could say that.
Demons.
A few standout players. Brennan Stack for the Demons kicked four. Aiden Tropiano, again, who we're going to hear from shortly. He had another outstanding game. Jared Morton, 31 disposals, 21 of those kicks. So, not bad from him.
Liam McKenna, quite good as well. 32 disposals for him.
Two goals as well.
Yeah. So just slam a couple on.
Look, it's we've been saying this all year for Perth. Well, we said it early on, then we sort of gave up a little bit.
You got to try and look for the positives.
Absolutely. They're getting some spread. Some spread amongst the ball winners and amongst the goals as well. I mean, they only kicked, 10 goals? 13 goals.
Well, yeah, and they don't have that forward who's going to dominate a game, which is something that Earl Spalding after the game actually made note of. He said they do need a big target forward. More of that cop-out where, you know, you don't know where to kick it, so kick it long, but if Perth do that, they're more than likely going to see it come back over their heads. Also, a classy outside mid is something that Earl Spalding's recognised they need. But he knows where they need to go, and you know, let's hope he can take him there, because I think effort is what he preaches most. And if you can show effort, you're halfway there. You just got to get the personnel.
Absolutely. You just mentioned they're looking for a key forward. We had Mark Reddings on the show. Well, we have him on every week, but came on about a month ago and said they are looking over east for a tall forward. West Perth have done that this year with Mike Lowry.
Mike.
Who's been...
Didn't catch that interview with Mark Reddings. Must have missed that.
Yeah. But like most things, just missed it.
By that much. I think any successful team at any level needs a power forward, because there are times when the game plan won't be able to be executed and you're just going to have to bomb it long. And if you've got no one there to compete for it, like we said, it will come back over your head. So that, looking over east is probably pretty necessary if they can't find anything closer to home.
For the Sharks, as we said before, 9 straight losses for them. They've pretty much condemned themselves to that second last spot on the ladder.
Yeah.
Liam Anthony had a ripping game, former North Melbourne player. Just a lazy 35 disposals
if
and a goal.
If you don't mind.
150 Dream Team points. So...
Not bad, is it?
Hopefully he was your captain this week.
Yeah.
Rory O'Brien also had a strong game, 23 disposals, a goal, 7 tackles, which is equal best on the day, I believe. And Rory Young also played well. He had 31 hitouts in the ruck. So,
yeah. Well, it's sad to see for the Sharks. It's gone from bad to worse for them. Losing Malaxos and... Well, not losing him, getting rid of him.
Yeah, there was a player revolt, we believe, a Monday Waffle exclusive. Got to be so careful with that word, exclusive.
You do. No, but so he's gone and now they've lost to Perth, which is not a good look.
No.
not a good look this year. So let's hope the Sharks can you know, win a couple before the season's out, but their attention will need to be turned to next year.
Absolutely. We had Monday Waffle reporter Claire Dell down at Lath Lane, and she caught up with star midfielder for the Demons, Aidan Tropiano, after the match.
You're leading the league for disposals and another stellar game today. How good does it feel to finally get a bit of reward for all your hard work this year?
To be honest, the team's worked extremely hard all year, all pre-season, and you know, we come from such a small base, and you know, having new coach like Earl to support us and push us through, and you know, the boys have just worked so hard, and it's unbelievable to have a win, and you know, it's good to see everyone playing well.
And East Fremantle are coming off the break. They're a hard team to beat. What do you think made the difference this week?
It's not much difference. Just being switched on. Switched on and being competitive throughout the whole game instead of just most of the game and missing one quarter. So, you know, take your hats off to Liam McKenna and Dean White and all those boys for really putting the hard yards in and pushing the team through.
And one last question, the most important thing, where are drinks on tonight?
Oh, it might be just a few quiet ones to see how the body holds up. And but then, yeah, we'll see how we go. And I'm sure the boys would love to celebrate this one, so it should be good.
Beautiful. Well deserved. Thanks, Aidan.
Thank you very much.
That was Monday Waffle reporter Claire Dell with Aidan Tropiano at Lath Lane Park after the Demons' big win on the weekend.
Yeah, she was down there at Lath Lane Park with every man and his dog.
In the thick of it.
No, not every man and his dog, just 800 people.
Oh, no.
Down at Lath Lane, but obviously it's not been the most successful season.
No.
But come on, you Demons fans, they're coming good.
It's a hard
coming
spot.
Good.
It's a hard spot to get to, Lath Lane.
That must be it, yeah.
Although Claire does like Lath Lane because she likes the bar.
Yeah.
That's on the hill there.
Well,
she doesn't mind a drop.
When your team's... Or 10. Yeah, when your team's not going well, you look for... You look elsewhere for the positives. Silver linings. And Claire's found the bar. So Monday Wafflers, get down to Lath Lane Park and have a drink after, because Claire will be there.
Absolutely.
And she's always good for a laugh.
She's always good for a laugh. looking ahead to next week, the Demons can't carry that momentum on next week because they have the bye.
Half their luck. just when you want to build on a success, you got to take the week off.
And it doesn't get much easier for the Sharks. They are hosting the Falcons at Shark Park, Adam Stadium.
Falcons.
Mark, who do we reckon is going to get the chockies in that one?
Well, I've probably got the one-eyed glasses on, also mm-hmm. known as a monocle. West Perth. Can't go past the Cardies.
Yep. I'm also the same. I think the Sharks will lose their 10th game in a row and bring up double digits.
And heading for what could be their worst run ever of 13 straight losses.
Is that right?
Yes.
Great stat.
That's something they'll want to avoid.
Absolutely.
There's history you don't want to create.
So stay tuned next week and we'll bring you the results of that one.
I'm Dennis Scametti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
It is that time of week again. We have Channel 7's Mark Reddings on the line. Mark, it was a must-win game at the Showgrounds, and it was the Tigers who prevailed and jumped back into the five as a result.
Yeah, fascinating game of footy. The Breeze played tricks with both teams kicking into it for the best part of three quarters. Swan Districts hit the lead in the last quarter. They had to come back from some big deficits during the course of the day. They tried by 19 at the half. They, in fact, led at halftime. But then it looked really precarious for them in the third quarter. But they fought back really well. Unfortunately for Swans, that's a couple of weeks in a row where they've been able to get across the line against quality opposition. Claremont finishing full of running and running out winners, as I said, in what was a very tight but entertaining encounter.
And I was lucky enough to be in the box with you guys on Saturday, and a few names were mentioned more often, Bowmeister and Ricky Carey. As you said before, it was a tricky day for forwards given the Breeze. What I'd like to know your thoughts on how they went and how important are those big forwards going to be heading towards the finals?
Yeah, certainly Bo Meister with four goals, outstanding. He set the tone early in the game for the Tigers. And look, the AFL experience that he brings to the WAFL is so important. So he was a key player for Claremont. As for Ricky Carey, he bobbed up and really got Swan District's moving in the second quarter. He's a big man who has moves really well, and you have to say that without him, Swan wouldn't have got as close as they did. But Ricky Carey, he's got a lot going for him, and potentially AFL scouts might even look to pick him up going forward. Age-wise, might be an issue, but he's certainly a young man with a heap of ability.
And our tough games next week for both sides. The Tigers travel to Medibank to play East Perth, and the Swans host Subi. Who's your tip? We've got four rounds to go. Who's your tip to claim that final spot in the five?
Well, I like the way Claremont's been playing, to be honest. Every time we've seen them, they've been very competitive and have looked like a team that when they're up and they've got their best side available, they'll be really tough to beat. Albeit Subiaco is a fair margin in front of the other sides. I think Claremont probably deserve to get in there. And look, as you said, it's a bit of a logjam in that top five at the moment. Teams right through from, I guess, fourth to seventh still fancy their chances of being able to pick up enough victories to play in September. So a little water to go under the bridge yet, Jake, but certainly what we've seen on the weekend would suggest that Claremont are going to be very competitive if they do, in fact, qualify.
And finally, Mark, who's on seven this weekend in the Waffle?
We have a breather this weekend. Unfortunately, we've got a week's off, so we'll resume in a fortnight when the unofficial derby takes place, Peel versus East Perth. That will lead into our coverage of the big derby up the road at Domain Stadium.
Fascinating. It's going to be, look, a great end to the season. I can't wait. Mark, thanks again, as always. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jake.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Okay.
Oh, are we on?
Yep. She's on. She's certainly on. Okay. It was the Perth Derby on Sunday afternoon, East Perth hosting the Falcons at Medibank Stadium. And it was the Royals who got the job done over a spirited Falcons side. The score 10-12-72 to 9-14-68 in what was, Mark, a pretty tough contest. It was tight all day. And the Falcons, what they've done all year is do these awesome comebacks.
And they leave, well, most of the time they don't leave too much work for themselves because they find a way, but this time they did. And they couldn't reproduce that 80-point turnaround it was when these two teams last played. So they left themselves a little bit, East Perth, 25 points up early in the last quarter. And the Falcons actually hit the front late on.
Yep.
But Tom Lamb has proved to be the hero. He's kicked from what we've heard was a flower bag.
Yes.
From 40 metres out. So
absolutely.
Shame for the Falcons.
It was a shame. It was a good contest. They kicked four goals, five to 2-2 in the last quarter. So. And got done by a flower bag at the end of it. And it was Tom Lamb, the West Coast Eagle draftee from last year.
18 years old, kicked four goals, played very well, and responded to, well, I suppose a bit of a knock from his superiors about his return a couple of weeks ago. Said he looked very nonchalant, lack of effort, etc.
That word, nonchalant.
Nonchalant. Don't you love it? No, so he's responded well and was in their best players. I think second best on ground he was given.
Another best on from the Royals was Paddy McGinnity. He had 30 disposals, 17 of which were kicks, 7 tackles.
12 in the first quarter as well, so... disposals, that is, not tackles. Yeah. It'd be a bit hard to have 12 tackles in the first quarter when you have 7 for the game.
Exactly.
So, no, but he was good and pretty important that he starts to, well, show his worth to West Coast selectors because his contract expires at the end of this year.
Yep.
And obviously he finds himself not in West Coast's best 22, which is obviously quite hard to break into with the way they're playing, but
absolutely
a performance that he gave against the Falcons will certainly help his cause.
That is right. Now, we should we go into... Oh, no, we'll do a bit more stats.
Just quickly, best players from West Perth.
Yeah.
West Perth look, they were, I guess some of their regular contributors were a bit down. The most obvious would be Shane Nelson. So he 13 touches on the weekend.
Now, last week I said on this show, he's going to win the Sandover medal this year.
So you've absolutely put the mocker on him. Because, get this, it's the second lowest possession tally of his 72-game career. No, you've absolutely put the mocker on him.
I've had a mare.
You've had a right mare, well, no, much the same as Shane Nelson.
He's the one that had the mare.
20, almost 20 disposals under his average. That's, can we do that again? 20 disposals. Like,
spit it out.
20 disposals less than his season average. So, not great. Also, Aidan Lynch, just 4 kicks for the game.
Oh, beautiful.
So two players.
He's been playing well for them, actually, this year.
Well, that's what, yeah, exactly. So, two players, which can, you know, sort of the barometer for the Falcons. Very
quiet. We were saying before with Perth, they finally got some consistent spread across the ground. And a highlight of West Perth's season this year has been their spread through the midfield. And, you know, if you don't have that, you don't get the win. That's as simple as that.
That old adage, you know, that's what they say.
If you don't get the spread,
you don't get the win.
Exactly.
We could have just coined that then, I think. This could stick. But no, so a disappointing day for the Falcons. They need to get a bit of consistency through the game, to be honest, Jake, because the very best teams, when you get, you know, 4 or 5 goals ahead, they will just keep you there. So West Perth have found a way to pull that back in many games, but
Now they've got to be careful here, because if they want to keep their top two credentials alive, they're sitting second now, but only on percentage. Peel, you wouldn't read about it. They're sitting in third spot. Now, East Perth are a game behind West Perth and Peel on 36 points.
And have played an extra game too.
Yes, so they do have that in their favour, but, you know, they're going to need to win this weekend against the Sharks, if they want any sort of hope to finish top two. I still think they will.
I'd think so. 7%, though, it's not all that much. So there's now no breathing room. You can't really afford to drop a game. And to be honest, that if they had beaten East Perth there, that pretty much would have almost sewn it up.
That's right.
But they're going to have to scrap it out now.
Yep, they're versing. So the games for the rest of the year for West Perth, they're all teams below them, which is handy. So, you know, you'd think they'd get at least a couple of wins. Hopefully they win all of them. heading to the finals.
Yeah.
Joining us now is West Perth star defender Lane Rasmussen. Lane, how are we going?
I'm well, thanks, Jake. How are you?
Very well, mate. Look, a tough loss on Saturday. You guys have made a bit of a habit of making these epic final quarter comebacks. What do you need to do differently to play some more consistent footy? Because when you guys do, you're very hard to beat.
Yeah, I think it's been a challenge for us all year, stringing 4 good quarters together. But so far, we've been lucky that we've got over the line on a number of the close games. We're constantly working on how we're moving the ball, how we're trying to stop the opposition. But without even the compies at the moment, there's always going to be times where we're down, where other teams are playing well. So, yeah, it's a big focus for us, hopefully, coming into the end of the season.
Lane, one of your better games on the weekend, 21 touches, a few marks, a few tackles. You don't get on the score sheet that often, but surely a good performance from yourself softened the blow of a pretty tough loss.
I wouldn't say that. It's probably even harder when you go down and you feel like you've contributed to the team. So, yeah, it's good to get on the end of one. Don't get to get up forward too often, but managed to sneak in for one. So, I guess that's a little sweetener.
You got East Frio this week, an opportunity to bounce back, although it's a bit of a danger game having to travel down to Adam Stadium. Look, you need to guarantee the 4 points. How are you guys going to go about that this week?
East Frio, always a dangerous side to come up against. They've got a lot of experienced guys, and they've got some good avenues going forward. So making sure that we're really good defensively, it's always a key focus of ours. So everything we can do to stop their ball movement through the middle of the ground is probably what's going to help us get the win.
Absolutely, mate. Going to be a cracking contest down there. Lane, thanks for your time, buddy. Really appreciate it, and good luck on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
A roaring fourth quarter from Subiaco was enough to see off a brave South Fremantle side by 44 points at Medibank Stadium on Saturday. The Lions kicked 7-1 in the final term to run out winners 16-8-104 to the Bulldogs 9-6-60. The win sees the reigning premiers move 4 games clear at the top of the ladder with just a month left of the regular season. Sam Manigola was best on ground yet again for the Lions, continuing his freakish form with 35 possessions and 3 goals. Full forward Matt Boland left the field early in the first quarter with an injury scare, however his replacement Michael Woods stepped up to the plate, kicking 5 goals for the home side. Ashton Hams fought tirelessly for South Fremantle in his 150th game, collecting 36 disposals and a goal for his troubles. Jared Parry also played well, racking up 23 possessions, while Josh Pullman provided an outlet going forward, kicking 3 goals for the away team. But it was all in vain, with Subiaco proving to be too good. The Lions will look to wrap up the minor premiership with a win against Swan Districts away next Saturday, while the Bulldogs will need to beat Peel Thunder if they stand any chance of making the top 5. This has been Josh Money for the Monday Waffle.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
It's that time of week again, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tips out.
Yep.
Tips get them out. Get your tips out. Okay. Look, it was an interesting round in terms of the tipping ladder.
Yeah, the movers and shakers have made their move.
Yep.
And their shakes.
I've closed the gap on Josh.
Okay.
From 6 to 5.
Probably not enough time. You're going to have to do something... Well, pretty drastic to catch up now.
Yeah, I mean, I did tip Perth. I was the only one to tip Perth.
And, did you really?
Mm-hmm. So I got 3 out of 4 this week. I didn't tip the I tipped the Cardies to get up against the Royals. So,
rightly so.
That's what did me in the end. Jesse overtakes Claire. Claire overtakes Josie. So Claire's on 44. Josie's on 43. Jesse, you're on 44. Nicole, and then it just peters off after that. Nicole, 38. Jared, 37. Mark, you're on 33, my friend.
Well,
after tipping one winner.
Yeah, because what happens is I put my tips in and nobody receives them. Like, I've done my tips at home and I'm on 55.
Oh.
So, you know, we might have to sort something out there. I don't know, a breakdown of communication.
Okay, Mark.
But you know what they say.
What do they say, mate? What do they say?
The best tippers don't always win.
You just made that up. Okay, looking ahead to this weekend's fixtures, the only one we've had a look at so far is East Frio West Perth. We're both tipping the Falcons to bounce back against the Sharks.
The Sharks.
At Shark Park.
Yes.
Then it's the Royals hosting Claremont. For me... The Royals are going to do that one again.
I'm going to tip Claremont.
Okay.
So the Royals are pretty much home. No.
Well, look, the Tigers need a win.
Yeah.
If they want to stay in the 5.
It's a tight battle. Claremont, Swans and Souths all battling for that 5th spot. So
I think from memory, Claremont has a game in hand now.
Correct. On all of them, yep.
Yep. So, look, if they drop this one, they'll... They can still make the finals. Anyway, let's not get bogged down. Let's not get bogged down in the details.
Good.
Essentially, we have to wait to the end of the season to figure out if they've made the finals or not.
Yeah, well, that's usually what you have to do.
The next game is South Freo hosting Peel at Freo Oval. That's a big game.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
It is.
That's got, that game's got some girth to it in terms of finals.
Oh, we've done it. It's been a great show.
It has, hasn't it?
It's just teetering out now.
It is.
I will go with...
I'm going to go the Thunder.
I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
Okay. I think this is why you are on the bottom of the tipping ladder.
Just no real reasoning. Just have a feeling. Just, yeah.
And
you know what they say.
Out there in Bassendean, Swannies are hosting the Lions. The Lions will get that one, Mark. If you don't tip the Lions...
I'll go the Swans.
Well, you've said it now. Can't change your mind. Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure, buddy.
It's been fun.
It's been... I don't know if fun's the right word, but it's been something.
It's been real. It's been an absolute happening.
Mark, thanks for joining me this week, mate.
See you later, Jake.
And we'll catch you next week on the Monday Waffle.